Hi, I'm Donna Heckler, the co-author of the book, The Truth About Creating Brands People Love. I am also an executive with the Fortune 500 company Monsanto, and you guessed it, I lead the brand strategy there.
Hi, I'm Brian Till, professor and chair of the marketing department at St. Louis University, and also co-author of The Truth About Creating Brands People Love. What we were shooting for was a collection, a group of simple, succinct nuggets of wisdom on marketing and brand strategy. Don and I would meet regularly at the local Starbucks, and slowly over these meetings, the ideas came together. Really, it was kind of a mix of caffeine and simple back and forth conversation between us. Our goal, what we wanted, was the book to be easy to read, practical, something that marketing managers could pick up, turn to any page, and find something that would be of relevance and something they could apply to their job.
An interesting tidbit, actually, on our process is that one of the early things we did was to craft the titles. In a way, we thought that the pithy statements that serve as our chapter titles were almost more difficult to write. They not only needed to provide an insight, but in the end, those titles really helped to serve to define the personality of the book.
Working with Donna was really a pleasure, and beyond the personal connection, one of the things that made working with Donna easy is that even though we have different professional backgrounds, we share a common perspective on what makes for strong brands and effective marketing strategy.
That was very true. Our philosophy of brand strategy is really very similar, and the neat thing about that is it allowed us to write with one voice. What became interesting and what became different as we wrote the book were some of the other passions we have. For instance, if there's an example on shoes or jewelry, that most likely came from me. Well, not most likely. It definitely came from me. Well, the BMW motorcycle examples are totally Brian.
Oh, and don't forget Porsche automobiles.
Well, yeah, that too.
Don, I know it's difficult to pick a favorite. I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here. Was there one of the truths that was a particular favorite of yours?
Well, Brian, one of my favorites, and you and I talk about this so many times, is that no one loves your brand as much as you love it. You know, sitting in a corporate seat, it just seems that, of course, everyone loves, should love at least, the brands I support. As corporate people, we're spending so much time nursing a brand and working through every last detail that we can't imagine that there are some people out there in the market who don't care nearly as much as we do about this very brand that we give our life to. But to me, it's once you realize that no one truly does love your brand as much as you do, that you can become really clear on how to manage that brand. Because then all of a sudden, the importance of consistency, of clarity of message, of doing things that really matter for a brand, become that much more obvious.
You know, I love that truth as well, and I think that's one of the reasons we got it up early in the book. One of the things for me that really resonates about that is how important it is to keep a sense of perspective on the brand from the consumer's point of view. Inevitably, the brand is going to be far more important to the brand manager than to the consumer. And keeping that in mind as a brand manager is extremely important, but not so easy.
You're so right, Brian. So let me turn the tables on you. Is there a truth that you particularly like?
Well, I really enjoy the truths that are a little bit counterintuitive and challenge people's common sense. If forced to choose one, I'm going to go with making more by doing less. For me, what I really like about this truth is that it highlights the importance of profitability rather than other things like market share or revenue in being the focus of good marketing and branding decisions. The other thing that I like about this truth is it reinforces the importance of focus. Doing one thing very well, building a strong brand and business around that one thing, rather than being distracted by chasing too many so-called opportunities. It's also great that we can use your company, Monsanto, as a wonderful example of a brand and a business that has been making more by doing less.
So I owe you, Brian. Thanks for mentioning Monsanto. But you're so right. The more focused the brand becomes, the more successful it is. And that is so hard in the business world, where it means saying no to potential profit opportunities. We deal with that every day. But without fail, the most successful brands that I see, and I think that you see, are those brands that are strong enough and, quite frankly, willing enough to say no.
I agree. Donna, is there another truth that particularly resonates or connects with you? Is there another truth that you have as a particular favorite?
Well, as you said, I love all the truths, and it's hard to choose between these. But I do particularly like the one, managing brands is not common sense. So many people seem to think that applying common sense is all they need to do to build a brand. And to make matters worse, as consumers, we all live with multiple brands daily. We see them in our advertising, we see them in our cars, we see them on signage. So it just seems obvious. It seems like anybody can do it. Yet when you look behind the curtain, managing brands, to the point you made earlier, can be really quite counterintuitive. So I like this truth because it encourages people to stop and think, are we doing what is common sense, or is there truly a clear strategic intent in our brand building?
Absolutely. And common sense can lead people into traps like chasing market share, excessive use of brand extension, discounting. These things that seem like good common sense, in fact, can get in the way of building strong brands.
Oh, you're so right. Now, Brian, for you, is there another truth that particularly catches your attention and that you want to share?
Well, choosing favorites is difficult. I'm going to go with effective branding begins with the name. When marketing and brand managers work on their brand, oftentimes there's a strong focus on things like advertising, promotion, packaging, all of which are important, all of which help move a brand forward. Oftentimes, though, what's underappreciated is the power and value of a good name. I love names like Jiffy Lube, Close Up, PlayStation. These names do a great job of immediately communicating something of relevance about the brand. The name is really the first branding signal, and from my perspective, a very important one.
Oh, Brian, I completely agree with you. Names often provide that first indication as to the meaning and the performance even of the brand. Yet I can say from the corporate seat, the glamour of brand building tends to be seen more in the advertising than in the name creation. I would suggest to you that finding a great name can be far more difficult than creating great advertising. And I say that because unlike advertising, the name typically has to last a lifetime, and you only get one or two words at best to convey the importance of your brand.
Donna, it's been a lot of fun revisiting some of the truths, and I think this is where we encourage everyone to pick up a copy of The Truth About Creating Brands People Love.
I agree. This has been fun, and you're right. Good idea. So, hey, everybody, please look for our book, The Truth About Creating Brands People Love. And thank you.